You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Welcome to another lockdown edition of Carousel Radio with Fran and David. In this show, we have music, poems, comedy and stories by Carousel artists and news of what Carousel is up to. Welcome along to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Let's start by catching up with David.
Hello, Fran.
Hey, David. What have you been up to?
I like fishing, Fran. I went fishing the other day
with Gary, one of the members of staff.
For 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We caught two. One is a flatfish and the other one is the minnowfish. So we went back and we kept the other one.
Fishing is very fun, a bit cold. The wind is blowing in my direction. I'm going out more, going fishing and coping very well. We can go out now and the shops might be open gradually and restaurants. We all go out with member staff. I go down to my loftman to see what I can do down there. Today I went down to Cavendish House, meet my social worker, and we had a little chat and we sat out there. We had some chips and a drink. And how was Fran today?
I've been up to nothing. No, I've been out for walks. The beach, Shenansburg Park, Stanmore Park. But I'm feeling fine. And I've got my face masks already because I don't want to spread the virus. I'd like to meet up with other people in Brighton and Hove. We haven't heard from the CQC, Care Quality Commissioners. Because of them, I don't know if I can meet up with other people yet.
Oh, we're meeting friends. Yeah, it's very difficult. I want to meet my friend Ian over in Hastings. I'll meet Ian outside.
I've been in contact with my friend Fiona. I ring her up occasionally, and it'd be nice to meet up with her and her mum and dad.
I contact with my mum on Facebook, my dad on WhatsApp. Yeah, I've seen people online and seen my friend Luke. I phone him all the way up to Scotland.
I'm missing the Blue Camel Club. In June, it would have been her way in the Blue Camel Club. People would have dressed up.
Heya, this is Eleanor Ree, the orange gal, awesome accidentally. Here's me poetry. This poem is called Being the Orange Gal. This is about the regular contact I get from people about myself and me wearing orange and having a liking for orange. It's meant to be sort of comedic and to make people laugh about the ridiculous nature of and simple nature of me wearing orange. So yeah, being the orange gal. Hey, my name is Eleanor Ree. I am the orange gal, yes, really. You must like orange, they say, almost winking at me. Well, yeah, I do. That's my fave colour. Yes, I get that a lot. Let's get this straight. Orange is the real me, really me. It's really my colour, even though I'm favouring yellows and peach colours at the moment.
In Your World, poems by Sam Castell Ward. I'm Sam Castell Ward, and this is my poem, Isolation Doesn't End. I'd been living my life from my home. I was away from all the people. I stayed in. I didn't see others. I went to no social gatherings. This is what my life was like. I took care of myself alone. Then there was news of this virus, and everyone else stayed home. To say everyone stayed at home is a bit of an exaggeration. Many didn't take it seriously. They felt defiant as they gathered together. You saw so many people complain that their lives were just like mine. It was reported everywhere, but no one stopped them from going outside. If you follow the right circles online, you can see there are others like me. This has been our way of life. No one talks to us. You don't see us. But you hear how the normal people are doing. Now they've lost some of their luxuries. The world does all it can to ease their suffering, because they're the ones it sees. We were always told we were wrong about what we said and did. I look back throughout my history. Turns out all my thoughts were right. Now we're the ones who lead the way. Those who fit in are now out of place. Our ways are now the shining example. Authority's reason has fallen from grace. They say that when this is over, we can all go out and kiss all our friends. It appears their lives were full of social and intimate gatherings. They say things will go back to normal. They only see those who live just like them. They aren't aware that for some of us, isolation doesn't end.
The music accompanying this poem was created by Sam Castell-Ward.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
This is the Carousel News.
Carousel's artists have found new ways to stay creative and for our audiences to stay involved. There's loads of things happening on Carousel's social media pages, including films from the Oscar Bright Film Festival archives, Carousel Art Club, and Rockhouse performances. Carousel Radio will continue to bring you a new radio show and podcast every month. Look up Carousel Arts UK and Oscar Bright on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. On Oscar Bright's social media pages, Matthew Helliott, Oscar Bright's lead programmer, is hosting a series called Throwback Thursday, where he will be introducing one of his films every week. This week, he is introducing his films as his character, Mrs. Sparkle. Mrs. Sparkle can be seen at Carousel's Blue Camel Club, looking fabulous in her shiny dress, colourful makeup and big wig.
My name is Matthew Helliott. I'm a filmmaker and I'm the lead programmer for Oscar Bright Film Festival. I dressed up in drag, so Mrs. Sparkle was sassy, but Audrey, I had to look the part. I had to shave every day, and I only shave once a week. I felt that back when I was doing my Mrs. Sparkle film, that I just wanted to forget about my anxiety and my worries, and this is who I am. And it felt great.
After all this time, I think I deserve a bit of happiness for myself. A nice sense of happiness all around me, buzzing everywhere. Because we all put on here for some sort of reason, and all the silly little trivial anxieties I have. Sometimes a big struggle, really. And then I get my makeup. It feels like almost that I'm like acting like a famous person, and I don't have to worry about anything anymore. I don't know, it just feels like there's no more frustrations or anxieties because they've all gone. Oh, it feels fabulous, yeah. Yeah. Well, I look and feel fantastic. Yeah. And I'm Mrs. Sparkle, and it's just brilliant. it's almost she lives like in another world, because she gives herself an inner peace, an inner happiness.
That was the soundtrack from the short film Sparkle, made by Simon Wilkinson with Matthew Helliott in 2008. You can read more about the journey of Mrs. Sparkle in the Sabah Salman's book, Made Possible, Stories of Success by People with Learning Disabilities. Sabah Salman is a freelance journalist, editor and a regular writer for The Guardian. Made Possible is a powerful collection of stories that challenges the dominant narratives and lazy stereotypes about the 1.5 million people with learning disabilities in the UK. It presents the experiences of a range of professionals from diverse backgrounds who have all made remarkable achievements in sport, the arts and politics, regardless of the fact they happen to have a disability. In the book, they tell the stories behind their success in their own words. As Carousel's Matthew Helliott says in the book, success for me is being able to express myself. We're all here for a purpose, for a reason. Made Possible by Sabah Salman is available at all good bookshops. Get your copy now. Carousel artist Sarah Watson is posting up a regular film review series called Sarah's Spoilers. In the last episode, she discussed the film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Sarah is also hosting an art club using the hashtag Carousel Art Club. Also, there's a carousel scene out called House Party, which is full of contributions and content created by carousel artists. The first edition includes poems by Carousel Radio regulars Sam Castlewood and Eleanor Ree, film reviews from Sarah Watson, and art made as part of the Carousel Art Club.
I like the drawings. I like Brad Pitt in the corner on the side. He's much older than me.
I think I like everything about it. It's good fun. The colours are very warm. On the front, it says, do you have a story, poem, recipe, drawing, review or photo to share? Get in touch. Just go to www.carousel.org.uk.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
The Carousel Chorus have continued to meet weekly during lockdown and are starting to create a new song about what they can see through their windows. Here's a little preview of the lyrics so far. Looking out my windows, we can see what we can see. A big blue sky connecting you and me. And it goes like this. Looking out our windows, we can see what we can see. A big blue sky connecting you and me. In May, the Rock House once again went online with a concert as part of Gig Buddy's Coronavirus Fest, an online music festival coming to you from musicians' front rooms and sheds from across the country. Here is a piece of the music Louis Walkden played at the Rock House with visuals from Zombie Crash drummer David Briggs. I love it.
Thank you. very much wish fulfillment. Thank you. Thank you.
In the May, the Rock House includes the performances from Adrian from the Carbonators, Bahana's Beat, Babanu, Mr. Daniel Wakeford, The Googlies, Louis Walkden, MC Silvercat, aka Yev, Richard Watson, Sea Dog, Sock, and Witchroom Raves. Starting off the night was a performance by Dima Zuchinski. Over to you, Dima.
Hello, my name is Dima Zuchinski. Those of you who are watching the Rock House live stream, I'll be playing you a few songs. The first one is original, based on the Ritchie Valens death in the plane crash. I got inspiration for writing a song after watching the film called The Bamba. The social is she's there, I've only late 2014. Here goes. Bitch is there. All the numbers in his head came true. Came true. Came true.
Was taken from the second online Rock House. That was Dima Zuchinski, who is recording some more songs with Carousel at the moment. The next Rock House will take place on Monday, 15th June, starting at 7:30 p.m. Go to www.facebook.com/coronavirusfest to join in. For details on all of Gig Buddy's online gigs, go to their website, gigbuddies.org.uk. Do you mind if I just go downstairs and put my laundry out? Thank you. I'll be about 10 minutes.
Oh, I got another good joke for you. What a boxer's favourite drink? Yeah, what's the boxer's favourite drink? Punch. Now is time for Tales of Blackbridge, written by Fran, David and Claire.
Somewhere in England, by a forest, there is a river. The only way to cross the water is by a black bridge. Crossing the black bridge leads you to a village. The village is old-fashioned, with dusty shops selling books on magic, a candle maker, a bakery, a tailor's, a hair salon, a shop selling hats of all shapes and sizes. In this village, the strangest things happen, as you'll hear the most bizarre stories, tales of Blackbridge.
One day, the people of Blackbridge awake to find that everything has changed. It appears that overnight, time has gone backwards, and they're living in the 1960s. Their homes are heated with coal fires, and chimney sweepers can be seen at work across the village. The young people have long hair. Older women wear long, colourful dresses down to their ankles. The younger women wear miniskirts. All of the men sport ties, suits and cardigans. Their faces are hidden behind moustaches and beards and puffs of pipe smoke. Everybody seems to be wearing a hat. Half the town's teenagers wake up to find themselves dressed like mods, while the other half are greasy rockers. The battle lines are drawn outside Gigi's Italian cafe, Vespers lined up alongside motorbikes, gigantic coins clanking into the jukebox, alternating the rocking sounds of the denim sideburns with the soulful strut of Lyle and Scott's local mod anthem, Park Your Lambretta. On Blackbridge AM, DJ Zach Weirdbeard plays the latest hit sensation, the Paisley Teardrops, with Raindrops in Your Mind. There are no supermarkets, just small independent shops. Davitt's Butchers, Fran the Baker's, Claire's Fruit and Veg, Paulie's Newsagents, Gareth's Ironmongers, Liz's Shoes, Liz the Florist, the Lavis Library, Saskia's Hair Salon, Clint's Pharmacy, Aria's Sweet Shop, David drives the milk float, Sam delivers the coal, Gus gardens and trims the flower beds of the central square around the war memorial. Kitty's off-license does a roaring trade in bottles of mild, stout and porter. Blackbridge stays in the 1960s for 3 days. Most of the people enjoy their holiday going back in time, although the school pupils find it difficult to read the chalk writing on the dusty blackboards. It was a slower, less stimulating life for busy people who were used to the constant buzz, bleep and chatter of their mobile phones and the internet. Sarah, who lived in sheltered accommodation, found it uncomfortable not having a phone when she went out because she couldn't ring her carers to tell them where she was, find out bus times and using maps to find her way. She felt less independent and by the third day got bored and mostly stayed indoors. Eventually, the Sorceress sisters, who lived in the yellow-bricked house on the edge of the forest, Macabella and Pedrella, mixed together gobstoppers and mojos from Maria's sweet shop and made a potion that worked its magic overnight and returned the town to the present day. The people of Blackbridge awoke to the sizzle of telecommunication, huge television screens, computers, microwave ovens, and a world where very few people wore a tie or a hat. It was just another day, another tale of Blackbridge.
That was Tales of Blackbridge, written by Carousel Radio.
This is the end of the show.
You've been listening to Carousel Radio.
Thanks to Gig Buddies, Dima Zuczynski, Eleanor Ree and Sam Castlewood for their music and stories, and Suzanne for reading Tales from Blackbridge. To keep up to date with Carousel, look up Carousel Art UK on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Over the last 10 weeks, we have been recording the sounds of the Claps for Carers that happened every Thursday at 8 p.m. To end the show, we're going to play you a mix of their applause in Brighton and Hove, with all 10 weeks playing at once as a tribute to all the people who look after us.
All the carers, key workers, all the doctors, nurses, surgeons, congratulate them very well. They've done very well, saved people's lives. Keep safe and keep well.
We'll be back with the new show in July. Until then, take care, stay safe, and thanks for listening. Bye.
This radio show is brought to you by Carousel, inspiring people with learning disabilities to achieve their artistic ambitions.